This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I am Alan Taylor. Entrepreneur is here to help you with your problems, and perhaps not only just in business, a lot of them bleed over into your life. As I take my work home with me every day, I can't help it. It's in my head. It's in my soul. It's in my blood. I'm an entrepreneur. And if you're an entrepreneur, you get it. Guest today is Joe Applebaum. He's the CEO of Ajax Union, an incredibly fast-growing company, and he is doing amazing things. Ajax Union is a B2B digital marketing agency located in Brooklyn. Joe, you and I had just a moment to talk here before the show gets started, and it looks like you speak to big audiences. You've speak to groups over 20,000 CEOs. You've had a lot of time to kind of hone your skill. And as we get going here this morning, I want the people to know that we're going to bring some really good material to the show today. But first of all, I always love to say this, and sometimes I say it out loud, sometimes I say it nicer, but who the hell is Joe Applebaum?
Joe Applebaum is the CEO of Ajax Union, an author, speaker, and entrepreneur. I am super passionate about supporting entrepreneurs to growing their business, but also growing their life. A lot of people, they put aside their life, and I was one of those people, they put aside their life in order to grow their business. And I realized after doing this for years, I realized I don't have to put my side of life to grow my business, and I want to show other people how to do this as well.
You have five children, so when it comes to taking your work home at night, a lot of times we hear, you know, you have to have kind of the church and state kind of a separation. I don't know how to do that. It's very difficult for me, but I literally have to kind of go inside my head in a momentary meditative state and say, all right, shut it off. Shut up, business. You know, I have to have some alone time with my family here for a few minutes without every thought being, yes, I can do that in my business. Yes, I can do that. You know, how do you do this, Joe?
I used to resent bathing my kids. I used to say, I'm the entrepreneur. I'm the CEO. I should be making sales right now. And what I realized is that my kids are only going to be small for a short period of time. After speaking to my mentors, to my coaches, I realized that step number one is I got to put my phone off. When I get into the house, the phone has to go off. If you're walking around with your phone on and you're in emergency mode while you're home, you're going to be tempted to check your email, to respond to text messages. But if I go into the house and my phone goes off and it goes away, then I'm able to be there present for the kids. Also, I don't spend all my time with my children. I spend very limited amounts of time. So that time has to be quality time that I spend with them. So it's not about the quantity. Just like at work, it's not about the quantity of time that you give your employees, but it's about the quality of unadulterated focus that you give them. And because we have ADD, we're able to focus. People think, oh, with ADD, you have an attention deficit disorder. I think it's not true. I think we have a deficit of attention, which means that we are able to put a tremendous amount of focus on whatever we think the priority is. And because of that, we can spend fewer bits of time doing things and get more done in less time. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I've always felt, you know, before, I'm much older than you, but when they didn't have a name for what I was, which was obviously a guy with ADD, I didn't know any better. So I took it as something that, you know, I knew how to focus when I was interested and passionate about something. If I wasn't, I knew that I wasn't interested and I didn't make it a priority in my life. Now, going through school, it was tough. But once I got out of school, man, I turned my focuses on and I was like Superman. Now, let me take a break here. We'll talk a little bit more. This is all very interesting stuff. And the reason why I started the show with that comment, which is, you know, whether you're in business or just you want to learn about life, these two things for an entrepreneur are so interconnected, but we don't know how to differentiate between the two. So we do need to have reminders of this in our lives. And Joe Applebaum is doing a great job of helping me and you to learn a little bit how to make that separation. That's one of the biggest arguments I have with my wife is I would never turn off my phone. I have four kids, so believe me, Joe, I get it. I always would use the excuse, what happens if there's an emergency? Well, guess what? You know, she says, I'll leave my phone on. You turn yours off. We'll take a little break. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back with more. Ajax Union and Joe Apfelbaum, and it's ajaxunion.com if you want to check them out during the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
To take you out of this place, somewhere you can land.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our special guest today is Joe Apfelbaum. He is the CEO of Ajax Union, a B2B digital marketing agency in Brooklyn. And a very interesting conversation, and we are going to make sure that each one of these interviews that we do on this show have something for you guys to take away. And that's the importance of that's kind of my why. That is my purpose, is if I'm going to do a show, I do a car show too because I'm a car nut. And I always want to, you know, kind of make sure I have fun. But some of these subjects, they aren't really so much fun. They're healthy. Sometimes they're painful. But at the end of the day, what will make them fun is if you make the life changes that you need to have a more fulfilling and rewarding life. So question for you, Joe, what is your purpose? What is your why?
I used to ask myself, why do I do what I do? And the only answer I could possibly come up with when I was not being creative was I'm doing it for the money. And after speaking to mentors and coaches and other entrepreneurs to figure out what their why was, I realized that if I'm just doing it for the money, it's not good enough. I need to find a bigger and a greater purpose to do it. So I set myself, my purpose is my children. And my purpose is my family. And my second purpose is to be able to make a contribution to find a better way. So I'm always looking to support entrepreneurs to find a better way. And sometimes I meet entrepreneurs and they're stuck and they don't have their own purpose. And so I ask them, what gets you really excited or what makes you feel super successful? And when they get into what makes them feel super successful, I ask them why they feel super successful. And usually they say something. That's really what happens. So for me, it's like I feel super successful when I'm able to craft the perfect digital marketing strategy for a B2B company. Or I feel super successful when I'm able to come home and focus time with my kids and give them a good time or teach them a new word or create awareness for them. And somebody says, Joe, why? Why does that excite you? Why does that make you feel passionate? It's because that's a better way. That's a better way than when I grew up. I had very little awareness. My parents had very little awareness. I want to create awareness around language for my kids so that they use what I call magic words. I wrote a whole article about magic words. But getting them to understand their language. And also for entrepreneurs, if you're running a business and you don't have a digital marketing strategy written out, then you're basically flying blind. It's like driving a car without a speedometer and without a gas meter. You need to have a strategy because if you don't know where you're going, you might get somewhere else. So for me, that energizes me. And I look at my passion and my excitement every single day. If I could find a way to make your life better, I live my purpose that day.
So then how do you feel that you have impacted entrepreneurs in this journey that you're on?
The way that I impact entrepreneurs is by my thought leadership, by the articles that I write, by my social media. Check me out on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Look up Joe Apfelbaum, and you'll be able to see my podcast that I launched. I want to create 1 million seven-figure breakthroughs for entrepreneurs. I've been coaching entrepreneurs for a really long time and mentoring and guiding them and supporting them because I've read so many books. I've been part of Entrepreneurs Organization, on the board, part of Vistage, part of the Business Owners Council, part of a bunch of different organizations supporting tens of thousands of entrepreneurs and teaching them through the things that I've learned myself and the things that I've tried on my own business. And the reality is the only way that you're going to learn is by teaching. And I was teaching people one-on-one how they can overcome their greatest challenges. And then I said, why don't I make a podcast about this so that you, the entrepreneur that's listening to this right now, could look up the Breakthrough Maze and listen to other entrepreneurs have breakthroughs in every area of their life. So for me, the way that I contribute to entrepreneurs is by taking the things that I learned and teaching those things in a fun, engaging way.
Again, his podcast is called Breakthrough Maze, and you guys can probably find
Breakthrough Maze.
The Breakthrough Maze.
You can go to joeapfelbaum.com, and I have all the stuff there. You can look me up on iTunes. You can look me up on SoundCloud. You can look it up, or you can just Google it. You'll find it really quickly.
Interesting. I understand, you know, that you have had some interesting trials and tribulations in your life. Five children. You and I talked during the commercial break. You had one, your first, didn't make it. And so let's talk when we come back about how to deal with breakdown. Because sometimes those are those times in your life, those defining moments that help you to pick a direction. Because a lot of us go through life a bit blindly, being kind of pushed one way or another. I was watching a thing on Einstein just the other night. I think the show is called Genius. It was on one of the other networks. Look it up, called Genius, about Einstein. And it was so interesting. Of course, his father wanted him to be an engineer, and if you know the story about Einstein. But we need to make sure that we are following a path that we choose, not one that has been chosen for us, not one that our parents want, not one that our friends want. We'll talk about that breakdown with you and how it defined who you are when we come back. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. Just another way to survive. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you checking out Entrepreneur Radio. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, we're there on demand 24/7 as well at entrepreneur.com. If you're listening to one of our terrestrial radio stations, thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Joe Appelbaum. It's Appelbaum. You can look him up. He's got lots of articles and things out there. Or his company, AjaxUnion.com, which is one of the top, you're under 200 for the top fastest growing companies in America. And we're talking about, you know, first of all, the man. I want to know the man and understand the man and who he is and what his why is and how he impacts people and why he does what he does. And I said before, some of that is defined through sometimes when we have our toughest times in life. It happened for me. I think, Joe, it might have happened for you. You want to tell your story of your why through your breakdown?
When I just got married, I really wanted to have kids. I was like, if I'm going to make it big, if I'm going to make millions of dollars, if I'm going to own real estate, if I'm going to take over the world, I want to have kids. And this is my purpose. This is why I want to do what I do. So I got married. I found the perfect wife. We can have a beautiful family together. And we tried to have kids. It was very difficult. Finally, we got pregnant. And in the 9th month, we lost the baby. And that put me into a really bad place. Because if this is the reason that I'm alive and I can't do this, if this is the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing and I can't get there, then what's the point of me hustling? What's the point of me having this level of hunger to learn, to grow, to contribute? It's not worth living. It's not worth doing what I need to do. So I went into this really bad depression, and for a couple of weeks, I basically closed down my businesses, and I was, you know, very young, 21, 22 years old, and I was in a really bad place. And the way that I got out of this breakdown, somebody asked me for help, and I was like, how am I going to help you? I'm this loser that can't even do their purpose in life. And they're like, dude, you're a brilliant IT guy. You're a brilliant marketer. You're a brilliant strategist. We need your help. Come in and help us. So I said, I'm going to come in to help you because you're begging me and you're not leaving me alone. I went in to help them, and that got me out of it. And for a moment, I was completely and totally out of it. And because I was out of it, I felt alive again. I felt powerful again. I felt passionate again, and that changed my life. And I started realizing that it's all about contribution, giving back. It's all about doing for other people. And when I came from a place like that, anything that can happen to me will be fine, because it's not what happens to me, it's what happens for me so that I could deliver value to others. And I became very passionate, very enthusiastic about giving back, about learning, about growing, about doing more. And that allowed me to buy my first piece of real estate. That allowed me to open up 7 different businesses and then eventually close them all down to focus on one business, Ajax Union, to make it one of the fastest growing digital marketing agencies in the United States, because I came from a place of passion, from excitement, and from purpose. And now, thankfully, I have 5 beautiful kids, and I live in Brooklyn, New York, with my foodie wife that has a very successful blog. If you like recipes, check out busyinbrooklyn.com. And that's her passion.
That's awesome.
I had to help her find her passion as well, which is creating through with food. But if you haven't figured out your passion, if you haven't figured out what you're excited about and you're just doing the do, it's going to be very hard to get out of a breakdown. If you're just doing it for the money and you get stuck and you don't make money, then what? There were times in my business where I couldn't make it. I was stuck. But because I was so excited about contributing and adding value and creating jobs, I went through it. And I said, no, I don't care what happens. I don't care if I have no money for payroll. I will figure it out. And I figured it out. I borrowed money from a client. I told him, prepay me for 3 months. And we made payroll. And then we made it. And it worked. And that was early on in my business. Thankfully, now we figured out a better strategy to always be profitable and be very, very successful by focusing on B2B clients and helping them create strategies. But, you know, times are hard in the early struggle. And when you have a breakdown, you need to have something very powerful to hold on to.
You know, I had a similar thing happen. And my father, in his wisdom, said to me, son, he says, the good Lord wants you to have a perfect child. And just like a tree drops a leaf that is not perfect, he says, the good Lord dropped that leaf and will give you a perfect child instead. So my guess is you have five perfect, beautiful children.
My oldest child is an entrepreneur. My second one's an artist. My third one is an acrobat, and my fourth one is just like an incredible, funny salesperson. And they're all under the age of 10, so I'm already like kind of like deciding what they are. But I believe that all human beings are perfect. They're made in the image of God. And the only thing that differentiates one human being to another human being is the language that we use. And the reason why my kids are able to get through their breakdowns is because I make them aware of the language that they use. And the way that they use the language is the way that they create the reality. And the way that they create the reality will frame whether they're feeling happy, whether they're feeling sad, whether they have a breakdown or they have a breakthrough.
There you go. So the language that they use, and add one more thing to that, and the spirit from which it comes.
I believe that spirit comes from the reasons you attach to things. So if you're doing things without purpose or you have a terrible reason to do something, you're not going to have that enthusiastic spirit and be excited. But you can literally generate enthusiasm by focusing on what you're grateful for, by focusing on your accomplishments, by focusing on the good things in your life. When you focus on positive things and use positive language and you add more energy by physically increasing your energy and moving your body around, you have a better life, more spirit, more energy, a more vitalicious life.
There you go. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk a little bit more with Joe Applebaum, and he is the CEO of Ajax Union, ajaxunion.com. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now you got to put your professor's cap on and do a little teaching about strategy. Ajax Union, a B2B digital marketing agency, and he does have some answers. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
All right, we have on the phone Joe Applebaum. He is the CEO of Ajax Union, a B2B digital marketing agency. As a matter of fact, one of the top 200 fastest growing companies in the country, and he's very proud of that. Yet you told me, Joe, that you don't do anything in the company except, you know, hire the right people, have the right strategy, and keep people focused. I mean, am I saying that right?
If you don't have a vision for your team and you tell everyone, where are we going? Where's north? You tell everyone in the room, close your eyes, stand up and point north. Everyone's going to point in a different direction. You as the leader need to hold the vision. The vision for Ajax Union is amazing clients, amazing employees, to be amazing synergy, to have amazing synergy. And that is the vision that's written on the wall. Amazing clients, amazing employees, amazing synergy. And I repeat it every single day to our employees. This is where we're going. This is how we're going to get there, and this is what you can do within our values in order for us to get there fast, easy, and for us to have a blast doing it. If you are a leader and you don't hold a vision for them, if you don't have a clear strategy of how you're going to get to where you're going, you might get somewhere else. And we create amazing digital marketing strategies for B2B companies, and we surround ourselves with people that are smarter than us, so that we can be able to grow and do what we need to do in our mission to make this world a better place. So a lot of people are running their business and they're just doing SEO. They're just doing social media. They're just sending out emails, and they don't have a cohesive strategy that will help them be able to take their clients from the top of the funnel to the bottom line. Because if you don't understand what a marketing funnel is, then you're basically wasting a lot of money, because most of your clients, they come from a funnel. They start off not really knowing you well, and then eventually they know you, and then you create trust for them, and then eventually they get to like you. So you go from knowing to trusting to liking, and there are many people that might know you, but very fewer people that trust you, and then very few people that actually like you, and your customers need to like you in order to buy from you.
That's the funnel.
We help companies understand what their funnel.
Right. So the funnel is big at the top. Many people know you. It narrows down. You know, do they trust you or like you? And whatever it is at the end, do they finally, you know, spend their money with you, which is the smallest part of the funnel. Is that correct?
Yeah. So in the beginning, you have a lot of people that you're engaging. Now, if you want to engage a customer that doesn't know you at all and you send them a sales message, you're wasting time, wasting money, wasting energy, because that customer is going to be allergic to that. You ever walk into a car lot and you see the guy walking towards you and you instantly vomit a little bit in your mouth?
Right. Yep.
That's what's happening to your customers when you send them a social media message that says buy now when they're top of the funnel person. You had a buyer, you got a decision maker, you got an influencer, you have different types of people, you have users. In the B2B space, it's very complicated. You have to create a different message depending on who you're targeting and depending where in the funnel they are. So you need to have a cohesive strategy so that you can have your search, your social, and your email working in tandem to help you be able to deliver more qualified prospects.
Interesting. So, and so many people don't really have an understanding of the sales funnel because they are doing things bass-ackwards, as my father would say. They're doing exactly what you said. They're mimicking through what somebody else has, you know, told them to do. They're not doing their homework. They're wasting their time. Their time is their life. That's why I think this show is so important. That's why we have Professor Joe Applebaum with us today to talk about some of these things. And so give us some of the marketing techniques that companies, whether they be B2B or not, can implement.
I'll give you a very specific example. We have a client that called us up and says, we're spending $400,000 a year on Google AdWords. And we have a student that's managing our Google AdWords. And I asked them what their marketing strategy is. You know what they said? As much as possible. And I said, how's that working out for you? And they're like, we're not getting an ROI. On average, it's costing us $40,000 to close each deal. So I was like, wow, so you're only closing 10 deals. They're like, yes, they're very, very big deals, but we're breaking even on these deals. So do we have to spend, if we want to get to 40 deals, do we have to spend four times the amount of money? I said, no, what happened to your top of the funnel? They're like, what are you even talking about? So I said, okay, let's talk about your business. Who's a qualified client? Who's not a qualified client? They're like, 9 out of 10 are non-qualified leads that are coming in. So I was like, so how do you qualify them? They're like, we manually call them. I'm like, you're wasting your time. You need to use a marketing automation system to qualify your leads. And if they're not ready to buy, that doesn't mean they're not going to be ready in 6 months. That doesn't mean they're not going to be ready in a year. So you're wasting all your top of the funnel leads that are coming in, and you could be nurturing them and allowing them to run through your social media, to run through your email, to stay in your orbit, and you don't have a campaign to stay in your orbit. So they said, okay, Joe, create a strategy for us. We did a couple of workshops for them. We created a top-of-the-funnel strategy, and what they quickly learned is they can cut their budget in half by doubling their conversion rate, and they have the same result. So instead, if they close 20 deals as opposed to closing 10 from $200,000, they double their sales, and they cut their budget in half. Why? Because they realized a lot of the leads that they were just not ready to buy right now, they were just throwing out. Oh, you're not ready to buy? Have a good day. You're not ready to buy? Have a good day. Instead, keep them, do a webinar, educate them, send a 7-step email series, do a 10-day challenge, do things, do a sweepstakes, keep them involved, have them on your social media, give them value. But if you don't take the time to create value, if you don't have a podcast, if you don't have webinars, if you don't have case studies, if you don't have white papers, if you don't have a blog, if you don't have articles, if you don't have things going out that will add value to your user base, to your ideal customer, then your competitors are going to give them the value, and people are 66% more likely to do business with you if you're the one that educated them.
Mm. All right.
So educate your customer, because these days people are educating themselves online.
Right. All right. Did you guys, any of you, hear yourself in what he was explaining there? I've heard so many things that he said that was like, wow, I'm guilty of that. wow, I've done that. Now, it may have been a long time ago in my past, and some of them may be current, but what we're doing, people, business people, entrepreneurs, we're spending the money in the wrong place. That's what Joe's saying. We're going to have more with Joe Applebaum. He is the CEO of Ajax Union, ajaxunion.com. We're learning from the professor. He'll be right back with more right here on Entrepreneur Radio.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. You know, the summer light seems to shine. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Special guest Joe Applebaum. He is the CEO of Ajax Union, ajaxunion.com. One of the top 200 fastest growing privately owned companies in America. He's teaching right now some marketing techniques for B2B companies to be able to implement to generate more of the right leads. Right? Am I saying that right? The right leads, the ones that are going to spend some money with you instead of waste your time.
Most customers, most people that I speak to, first of all, they don't even know where the right lead is. They just know that the leads that they're currently getting are the wrong leads. And because they're dealing with the wrong leads, they're pulling their hair out because the wrong leads are the least profitable types of leads. They say that 80% of your revenue comes from 20% of your customers. And typically, you don't know who your 20% is unless you have a great strategy, unless you take the time to sit down and identify who your best customer is and why they're spending that type of money and where does that customer hang out and how do you figure out if that customer is a qualified customer or not a qualified customer? And what process do you put them through in order to make them into a qualified customer by giving them the right education? A lot of people allow their customers to educate them. You should be the one educating your customers into your process and helping them be a good customer for you so that you manage their expectations. And through marketing, you can be much more profitable by selling them and offering them valuable information that they didn't even know. They say, you know what you know, and you know what you don't know. But most of the time, our clients don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And instead of us educating them, we're just trying to take the order. Stop taking the order. Educate them.
You know what's sad is that most people and most of these, you know, folks that are listening right now are going, you know, they're scratching their head going, wow, but that means I have to do a little extra work to make sure that I educate somebody else properly, because we find that in the fact that we want to sit down and try and educate somebody that maybe we don't have all the answers. So this is why this is so important. You got to have the answers. You can't just be putting a blindfold on and throwing the dart at the dartboard. You may hit somebody in the forehead. There's other people involved here. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? Sometimes you will hit somebody in the forehead, and it won't be such a bad thing because your greatest problems will lead to your biggest opportunities.
Right. We talked about that earlier. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times you find that you have a customer who's angry, who's upset, and instead of you getting bent out of shape that you didn't deliver good service, say, what can I learn from this experience? How can I make my product or service better as a result of me dealing with a disgruntled client? Now I have the opportunity to take my business to the next level because I pissed off a client, because I screwed up a deal, because I did something that wasn't right for somebody. I'm going to make it right for everybody from now on because I learned something new. So within your business, you don't know, if you're an entrepreneur and you have a business that's running right now, there's something that you're doing that's successful already. You're already successful today. The question is, did you take the time to document it? Did you take the time to identify why it's successful, to identify why other people see you as successful, to survey your clients, to survey your employees? If you haven't taken the time to do that, now is the time for you to do that. Now is the time for you to take your business to the next level by identifying, okay, why am I doing what I am doing? How am I serving the people that I need to be serving? How am I going to take my business to the next level by offering a better level of service to my clients, by educating them? Look, ultimately, most people that are contacting you are not ready to buy. And they shouldn't buy from you right now because they're not ready to buy, frankly.
Right.
That's the deal. The deal is they're not ready to buy right now, and they shouldn't buy from you, but they should be educated so that when they are ready to buy, they'll come to you. And if you don't have webinars set up, if you don't have case studies set up, if you don't have internal insights set up, then at least use other people's insights. But deliver value to your clients.
Mm. You know, it's interesting. I thought I could duplicate myself and what I do as a radio talk show host, as a company that works with magazines to bring their content to life. With Entrepreneur, it's very easy. And I was a big car guy, so I did this with Car and Driver magazine. It was very easy. And then I decided, well, I could do this with other magazines, just telling my little story here. So for a little while there, we had 13 magazine radio programs that would also then turn into podcasts. But you know what's sad about the whole thing is that so much of it is the people. In other words, you can hire somebody with a great voice, doesn't make them a great interviewer. You know what I'm saying? So the people part of this equation is so important. And I guess I want to, you know, stress that and hear your thoughts on that.
The people part of the equation is probably the most important part of your business. There are four different types of people that are making money. You could either be an employee, you could be self-employed as a consultant, you could be a business owner, or you could be an investor. I'm in the business owner place right now, but I used to be an employee, which I turned into a self-employed, where I was doing everything myself, and I was running seven different businesses, but it was all about me. And then one day I met my partner, and he said, Joe, if you're doing everything yourself, how are you going to grow the business? You need to find people that are better than you. And I thought I was the smartest person in the world. So I was the hub. Initially, I was the hub and spoke model, which means I was a wheel that had a hub and a spoke. I was the center, and everybody would come to me. And then one day my mentor told me, Joe, you need to get out of the business, because if you're in the business, if you're in the jar, you cannot read the label. You got to get out of the jar. And I made a commitment that when I launched Ajax Union and I started growing the business full time to be multiple seven-figure business, I said, I will not be in the jar. I will not do anything for my clients except for contribute to them with ideas and support them by finding them the right staff that are better than me. And I'm very proud to say that I never really worked on an account. Although I'm an expert web developer, I'm an expert strategist, I find people that are better than me, make sure that they're continually sharpening their saw, like the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, making sure that they're continuously learning by delivering lunch and learns, by educating them. I personally coach one-on-one every single of my employees.
I love it.
One-on-one, I coach them to make sure that they are taking their business and their life to the next level, both professionally and personally, so that they can be fully present for the clients. And when they have an issue, I go in and I train them. I show them what it's like, how to close a deal, how to support a client, how to come up with a strategy. I'm the energy behind the business, but it's the people that I find that are the ones that are running it day to day and making sure that our clients are successful.
Awesome. We're talking with Joe Apfelbaum, and he is the CEO of AjaxUnion.com. Check him out online. It's Entrepreneur Radio. We're going to turn up the heat in the last segment. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
All right, in our final segment, we turn up the heat and we try and intensify the lessons from Joe Apfelbaum, and he is the CEO of Ajax Union, one of the fastest top 200 companies, fastest growing companies in America. And it's a B2B digital marketing agency based in Brooklyn. And he is a fun guy, father of five, businessman, excited about life. We've been cross-modulating here, and he has a word, mojovated, M-O-J-O-vated, mojovated. Maybe tell me what that means real quick, Joe.
If you go to joeapfelbaum.com/mojovation, I produce hundreds of videos that you can go watch, or 1 minute each. You can watch these videos and you will get motivated, which means you will take your spirit and everything that you have inside you and come full force with certainty. Get your brain, get your mind, get your heart one, so that you can have full certainty, full enthusiasm, and you can influence anybody that you want. Watching these videos, it'll teach you about the different things that you can do to overcome challenges in your life.
All right. Well, let's talk about those people that have those fears. Some people are just, you know, they sweat and they shake and they dry mouth when they have to get up and speak or even the thought of doing it. How do you overcome that?
Google came over to me and said, Joe, would you like to be a certified Google trainer? I said, if you're going to put me in front of business owners, I'm from Brooklyn. I talk fast. If you're going to put me up in front of business owners, I'm willing to do anything. I didn't know what a seminar was. I didn't know what it was to speak publicly. I didn't even know that I was afraid of it. I went for a training. I became a certified Google trainer. They wanted to put me in front of 100 people. I started shaking like mad, and I started sweating, and I was like, I can't do this. And my partner's like, you're going to do this. I went. I did it anyway. I started researching how I can overcome this massive, massive fear, because this is what's stopping me from building my business to the next level. And I realized that not only did I have a fear of public speaking, I had a fear of writing, I had a fear of networking. I had so many fears that I had to overcome. And what I realized after I overcame these fears and I became not only a master public speaker but also a public coach, where I coach people publicly in front of other people, that's how far I went with my public speaking capabilities. And not only have I written hundreds of articles, but I'm writing 2 books now. And not only did I overcome my networking, but I became the number one networker in New York City through all major CEO organizations. Like, you ask anybody my name in the networking space, they all know me. Almost all the CEOs know me. They're like, oh, Joe Applebaum. Of course, I know Joe Applebaum. Everybody knows Joe Applebaum. I did over 1,000 selfies with 1,000 CEOs of fast-growing companies in the past year. So look me up online, and you'll see I do a selfie every single day. But look me up online. I used to be afraid of putting my photo on social media. What I found was, if you follow your stress, you will get to your fear. And if you overcome your fears, you will take your life to a whole new level. And for me, if I want to leave you with one message, the things that scare you stop you from greatness. And you need to realize that your purpose in life is to take yourself to the next level. You're not going to feel fulfilled if you're not growing and if you're not contributing. The art of fulfillment comes from growth and from contribution. If you're not contributing and your fears are stopping you in your tracks, you're not going to be able to contribute. You're not going to be able to grow. Fear stops everything, and fear stands for false evidence that appears real, which means it's not even real. What's stopping you is fake, false, garbage, darkness, crap.
You know what?
In a dark room and you light a tiny little candle, the darkness goes away by itself.
Right. I want to say this because, you know, we all have that journey in life. And one thing I heard one time, it says, you know, that God is the light and the way. Well, the light obviously takes away the darkness. But if God is the light and the way, the devil is the darkness, the devil is the deceiver, he is the liar. And you must always remember that fear is a lie, because the liar is lying. And so what you have to do is you have to really focus on, what is the light in your life? What are you passionate about? Am I right?
Yes, and not only that, if you take the word life and you take out the focus, you take out the F of life, then all you have is a lie. You need to be able to focus in your life, find your fears, and when you realize that they're just fears, the excuses go away. You either have reasons, excuses, or you can have results.
Yep.
You have to choose what you want in your life. So
love
I want
it.
To leave you with this.
Yep.
I want to leave you that if you want to make a massive contribution in this world, head on, tackle your fears. Head on, find them. Distinguish them, because if you can distinguish your fears, you can extinguish them. And it all has to do with the words that you use, where you put your focus, and what you do with your physical body. And if you want to get in touch with me, find me at joeapplebaum.com, ajaxunion.com. I want to continue delivering value to you. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me on Facebook, because I'm here to add more value, to help you overcome your fears, to help you find the right strategies both in your personal life and in your business, and find what you're passionate about and overcome your fears so that you can deliver the passion, the excitement, and everything else.
All right. Also, don't forget, The Breakthrough Maze is his podcast. Joe, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. I want to check you out a whole bunch more, start listening to your podcast, have a little fun with my new friend, Joe Applebaum, CEO, Ajax Union. Joe, thank you.
Thank you very much. This was awesome. Stay motivated.
Okay. Well, see you guys next week right here on Entrepreneur Radio.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.